extensions, so that the roads will be going in this spring, which is exciting. And so that you'll quickly be able to see that changes are happening, and we're really excited about that. Let me just quickly go to Ventures. It's equally a good story. The key charges to Ventures is to really work with faculty in intellectual property development and to really help faculty learn how to start a company and enterprise works. The history is shown here. Again, very parallel history. I don't want to go through too many the details, but two important events. There was, in 2004, was the raising of the first fund, if you will, the Illinois Emerging Technology Fund I. And immediately, the co-investment of those companies went to about $100 million. We also, in 2008, had a second fund going, and we began to see a number of the exits of the first investments. To date, Illinois Ventures is over 50 companies, some really key important things is that of the investments in Illinois Ventures has made, there's already been over $500 million of third-party co-investments and 500 jobs created. Again, a very incredible story for us to be proud of. The implications, again, are very strong, and people talk about it, the economic development ecosystem, and I think this is a clear example of that, where that the startups have created, our clients represent, again, this was based to focus on solving a problem locally in terms of investments in Illinois companies, our faculty companies, and that certainly has worked. Of the research parks, about 92% of the parks there were started and launched, so that ecosystem of being able to have seed capital for our startups to go into the park has resulted in what everyone had imagined, and we're going to continue to do that. Another part of what we'll be considering coming back to you is in the next year or two about creating a Fund 3 or another kind of seed fund. So again, I'm trying to plant these thoughts in your minds, because they'll be coming back and there'll be major decisions for you to be making, but I think they'll be based on incredible success. Again, Ventures has also been highly recognized as most active in the Entrepreneur magazine, and is really very proud of in resources, which is out of Minneapolis, really looking at universities that really called out Illinois Ventures as a really a trend center amongst university programs. Number of companies, as we say, that have already begun, that have been our investments, iSight, which was sold to Sony, ShareThis, which is a company that hopefully all of us will be celebrating as it exits soon, and it's really become one of the highest content sharing. And Simprius, which many of you may have seen, it's been in the news quite a bit. This is a company started by John Rogers, and John's company, Simprius, has just broken two or three world records for the efficiency of solar cells. And last year, I think we did $60, $70 million by Siemens, and they're building a new demonstration plant. So this is technology that really is going to be changing the world. So our future is bright. We have a number of companies that are from both campuses here that are being developed, and I think we'll continue to really showcase what can be done here in Illinois. Let me just close by making a few comments about what I said in my opening remarks about an emerging research model. When we first set this concept up, it was that our research, innovative research, would be driving through intellectual property, through our Office of Tech Management, and having the research park and Illinois Ventures, we would be able to generate royalties and economic impact. And that part of the model has really done well, as I've just shared with you. But as I want to leave you with a thought that's been emerging with me, and that is that it's really the emerging model of this idea of public-private partnerships. That is, the ability to have a dynamic research park, the ability to be able to make seed funding, co-investment funding, and that large corporations are shrinking their own R&D systems. Being able to place them close to our tech offices is actually pulling dollars into our research agenda. And that's requiring us, I think, over the next year to really look at a new operational model here in the middle. You know, this was very linear. I'm very proud to say that because of our dynamic